Blog Talk Radio.
Kindly, my friends, as I listen to Ralph Abernathy.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
I'm in the $1 billion flow on my car. I'm in
in the billion-dollar flow in my business. I'm in the billion-dollar flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
See a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation. Come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now, that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the star. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, on Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. Another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. Also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored people of the world out of their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. Now, I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding. And I'm happy that he's allowed me to be in Memphis. I can remember when Negroes were just going around, as Ralph has said so often, scratching where they didn't itch and laughing when they were not tickled. But that day is all over. We mean business now, and we are determined to gain our rightful place in God's world. And that's all this whole thing is about. We aren't engaged in any negative protest and in any negative arguments with anybody. We are saying that we are determined to be men. We are determined to be people. We are saying, that we are God's children. And if we are God's children, we don't have to live like we are forced to live. Now, what does all of this mean in this great period of history? It means that we've got to stay together. We've got to stay together and maintain unity. You know, whenever Pharaoh wanted to prolong the period of slavery in Egypt, he had a favorite formula for doing it. What was that? He kept the slaves fighting among themselves. But whenever the slaves get together, something happens in Pharaoh's court, and he cannot hold the slaves in slavery. When the slaves get together, that's the beginning of getting out of slavery. Now let us maintain unity. Secondly, let us keep the issues.
That was Dr. Martin Luther King. This is the $1 trillion flow tonight. This is Friday. We're praying for the people in Texas, but we want to do more than that. We want to bring the blame out of me. And I'm praying for the people in Buffalo, New York, where a lone gunman with a rifle, an army rifle, one that you fight in war. And he killed all those black folks in Buffalo, New York. I can't forget that. Don't you forget that. Now, he lives in Texas. Those black folks was in Buffalo, New York. The brown folks here in Texas. The NRA is the cause of all of this, along with the Republican Party. And though the Democrats are not really fighting for it, and it's no way that you need to have a assault rifle with a magazine that holds 100 clipped a bullet. Here's a boy, 18 years old, go buy two guns, two assault weapons, and get by with it and kill little people. Now, that's one part of the puzzle. The other part of the puzzle, the Republicans have not passed a gun bill. Trump is speaking this Friday down at the NRA, and at his last election, I think they gave him $250,000. So this is interwoven with money. It's tied up with money. Now, I want to go there because I want to share this with you. People in Kenya, I want you to take your time out tonight, Google Kenya, see how black children, and I always have to stop the killing and save the babies. Babies over in Kenya is dying because of lack of water and food. And our government and taxpayers' money is being sent over to the war, the premier. I mean, guns, money, any resources they need. And the government doing it, but individual white folks doing it. I want to know why we can't get together and send water to Kenya to help little black babies be in a drought. When are we going to come together? And I'm asking the church, the football player, the basketball player, and I'm asking the citizens, see what you can do. I was hoping Jerry will come on tonight. I want to put Jerry over that committee to help send water and food over to Kenya. We can no longer wait on the government to take care of problems that we have to take care of. You know, we got a lot of problems, but we should be able to deal with helping people less fortunate than us. All kind of situations for getting ready for premiere. I've seen NAR group get together and take up money to send to Kenya. Traditional Americans, Native Americans, haven't did anything. You got people over in the white community sending all kind of resources. That's number one. Number two, our government is sending guns and stuff over in Premier. That's all right. Why not send something to Kenya? What I'm saying tonight in the $1 trillion flow. Mary, I want you to read 23rd number of Psalms, but I want to put you on the committee. I want to put you on the committee. You say, well, bitch, I can't do it. Somebody got to be able to speak up for the children that's starving. And it seemed like black lives don't really matter. You know, white folks said black lives matter. I've never seen the Black Lives Committee send no money to Kenya. And now they've been killed out Black Lives Matter. But I want to raise up tonight, black power matter. When you're in power, in government power, when you're in power at the bank, when you're in your own business, you got power. Look at what the government doing with these assault rifles. You got people from, you got governor from Texas. You got senators from Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida. They all together on, they all belongs to the NRA. That's what they belongs to. And they letting assault weapons go. Ain't nobody say it. Now I'm going to say it tonight. Let's close the factories down that make guns. Let's ban assault weapons in America. This is the only country in the world where killing of kids in school, churches, theaters, and the same politician people put in office, they don't say nothing about it. The NRA pay a big buck. They bribe and pay the politician. I'm not afraid to say Trump and all the Republican Party is in the bed with the NRA. And right now, they in Houston. And nobody said, stop the killing, save the babies. And this is what happened in Houston. And this was happening in Texas. When the young man went into the school, teacher left the door open. We know that. But my problem was, here is police officer got the same type of gun that the shooter had. They was afraid to go in there. You know, they waited. And people got killed. I can never see where if you a sworn officer, you don't supposed to run from the fire, you supposed to run to the fire because you swore to go. And those babies pray tonight. It touched me to see all the blacks in Buffalo, New York that was killed at that store. And not a week later, they ain't through burying the people in Buffalo that we got a killing, and these are minority people, and the government ain't moved, and they ain't moved now, wait to try to stop it or end it. That's one of the pieces. The other piece is join in and let's do something to help Haiti and help Kenya. I was talking to Sister Chelsea And she said, Bishop, I'm going to find out what we can do. I'm thinking what we can do. We as a black folks, Native American black folks, because I'm a Native American black, we can get together, every church, every sorority, and call the congressman and say, we want to send something over to Kenya to seem like the black congressman don't have enough energy to take care of black business. Black aldermen don't take care of black business. But white folks take care of white business. And it's happening over and over and over. The lynching, the hanging, it's happening over and over and over. I just want to say that tonight. I want to pray tonight. And I want to play a tape from Sunday where we talked about Kenya. We're talking about helping Kenya. And at this hour, it's important to understand where we go from here and what we need to do at 9:30. And we're praying for you. I want you to get ready. And sometimes you got to stop, exhale, as to where I go from here, because there's so much evil in the land. And it's hitting your children. It's hitting people. The key to open up the key to the door. Tonight, as I pray, as I engage, I was telling a couple of people about the horses that I've seen that's in front of my face died. And this will come up in Texas. Texas is known for horses. I've seen the police on horses. In Houston, they was on horses. Violence is the order of the day for America. Black on black, killing have to stop. It seemed that we are drunk with violence. And Dr. King said it. We cannot go forward till we begin to love. We have to stop sending evil and sickness to our people. You got kids scared to go to school now because the law enforcement do not take care of their business. And I fault the Republican Party. I fault the government for not working together. It gets me that they work together some trillions of dollars over to Premier, but they can't even stop the gun that 18-year-old and 60-year-old can buy assault rifle. Assault rifle, people, is for war. Assault rifle have no business on the street of Chicago, the street of Mississippi, Arkansas, or Detroit. No city in America should have citizens to get assault weapons. No person should have a gun that'll hold 40 clips. That's murder. They come in, the boy went hunting. And with them guns, they go to hunt. You don't even, a hunter, do not take those kind of guns to shoot a bear or to shoot an elephant, to shoot elephant. That means that we have got so evil that we're killing each other. And it's just a matter of time that you'll get shot going shopping or going to the grocery store or at church. If Congress don't do nothing, the government, the blood, I'm going to say this, the blood of all those children and the people in Buffalo, New York is on the government hand. Because they are alive. They'll let the guns be sold. They let the guns be sold. They won't ban assault rifles. They said, well, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Where you put those kind of guns in people's hands, they're not responsible. Where you got those guns selling? Anyway, those guns is made for war, not for in the street. And What got me in Texas? You had about 300 armed police there with assault rifles. They wouldn't even go in and stop the killing. And the kids started calling, "Police, come now." It hurt me to my heart to see that. But I'm going to say this. In all that ways, acknowledge God, He will direct your path. And I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need. And I want to tell you tonight, I want you to pray for those families who could have been on your way to the post office, could have been on your way to church, could be on your way to work. We have to get some common sense with these guns, and the people that in those offices need to be moved. Those people that okay these guns, the NRA, to do this, they need to be out of office. It's time for the people to rise up and say enough is enough. It's time for people to know the trillion flow. And you know, black folks already is behind. Now we caught up with the virus. We caught up with the gun violence. We caught up with racism, white supremacy. We caught up with not loving each other, hating each other, killing each other. Black on black, kids shooting. Not about money. Just because they got their hands on guns. This was one of the things that was said. Al Raven said it, and many other leaders said this, that the guns that they put in the community, the kids going to shoot the mamas and the daddies and shoot their brothers and sisters. Al Raven said that. And Dick Gregory, to watch the chemtrails and watch the guns. As I said to him tonight in the studio, what they said has come true. And Dr. King said that we will kill ourselves. Russia got a big bomb. We got a big bomb. China got a big bomb. Until we get some common sense. God is in control. Storm back to back, flood back to back. Tonight, I want to tell you, we're going into Mars Day, Monday. People died in Vietnam and Korea around this world to protect this country for we to have, for peace to be in this country. And we to move from peace. We are destroying ourselves on the inside. We got long terrorists. We got people hating people, poison people. So what I'm saying tonight, we have to reach out tonight and help people that can't help themselves. Russia and Putin, them fighting, that's their fight. That's not American fight. Now, this is what I found out about that. McDonald's was over there in Russia. Burger King was in Russia. All those different companies was in Russia. Cadillac, Ford, General Motors. But did not have blacks on their board. They were worldwide, but they didn't have blacks on their board making decisions. Until racism and white supremacy leave America, we're going to have violence. We're going to have hanging and lynching until they get it right. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want." And what I'm saying to you tonight, we need to reach out and help somebody need help. Premier don't need no help. But over in Kenya, People need help. Little babies starving. And the stuff you get to your dog, stuff you throw away. One bottle of water. You so selfish, you can't buy a bottle of water and send it or tell somebody how I get it to the people. What I'm saying tonight, in the $1 trillion flow, it's time for us people to step up to the plate. That this is what I'm going to do. You can buy your big home in an all-white neighborhood. You can go and build your home on overlooking the ocean. But God is not pleased. Let me prophesy this. Somebody ain't going to believe it. Take it down. 7 hurricanes will be deadly when they start. Early hurricane season, back to back. Florida, New Orleans, Texas, they got to move inland because they're coming like that. God is not pleased with you. So you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check yourself and ask God, what is your next move? Not man, ask God. Because what's happening, people have turned away from God. They're doing their own thing. Psalms 32, Psalms 93, Psalms 19, Psalms 40. Exodus 14:14, and Exodus 25, God sent his angels and put them in the garden to check us. There's many things happening tonight. I want to pray, but I want you to make a commitment to doing something for Kenya. Oh, I asked last week for people to send a donation. I got three envelopes, a dollar piece in them. Thank God for that. I'm gonna take them $3, put some more dollars with them, and ask the congressman, what can we do to send something to Kenya? If you need to write me, post office box 28-9097. I asked for $1. And if you want to go to my website, that's dustcedaravamyoursite.com. Hit my PayPal. On the PayPal, I said, this is Bishop to help uplift Kenya. Help these little babies that's starving. Babies that's suffering from malnutrition. They asked the black nurse in Kenya, what do you want? She said, I want American to help me. Do somebody have to beg us? I have a color. Do they have to beg us to help them? We help everybody else all over the world. We can't help our own. Something wrong with that picture. I just want to say that to you tonight. Get ready for God to give you a divine blessing. And all the money you spend at the casino, all the money you're getting your hair fixed, you're getting your nail fixed, doing everything, going to the movie. You can't spend a little money. So I just want to help somebody I know is at the bottom of the economic ladder. And if I ain't concerned, ain't nobody else going to be concerned. When Biden's on all them Haitians back, put them on a plane and send them back. So we ain't got no room for them, but they open up the door right now. Well, all the people coming to Premier, they open up the doors. They in Chicago, Detroit, California. But what about the black that suffers? What about sending food and water to Kenya? The politics are messed up with everybody. I'm going to have Sister Mary from Detroit read the 23rd number of Psalms tonight. And Sister Mary, I want you to begin to, on that committee, to try to help send a donation or send some water or something. Well, we got the, I'm got Brother Jerry looking into who to contact. If you know somebody to contact, call me, get in contact with me. I'll give you my number. 708-582-0372 is a bishop. This is what we can do. Maybe you listening tonight might want to join in trying to help to send something to Kenya. So I'm saying that. Sister Mary Hawkins, God bless you tonight. You can read 23 and I'm signing for me now. Thank you, God.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read Psalm 23rd number song.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
I think that Brother Jahi was saying, what about what Brother Jahi saying is right. What the government is doing to America is unthinkable. That you scared to go out of your house that you might get shot. Your kids, because here's a crazy boy, got an assault rifle, shooting down the street and hit somebody two or three blocks away. And what the cause of that? The federal government, the Republican Party. I don't know why they so caught up. The NRA is running the government. Let me say it again. The NRA has got control over the Republican Party. And they is not going to do nothing about the assault rifle until the people rise up. When the people rise up, enough people come to Washington, sit in, stay in. And what happened? The people that Trump sent up there to overthrow the government, that's treason. They didn't go to jail. They got, one got 2 days, one got probation. They was overthrowing the government because that's what the NRA wanted. They had guns, assault rifles, bombs. Didn't nobody do nothing. Those little babies that killed down in Texas, ain't nobody going to do nothing. Those people, Buffalo, New York, that's killed, racism, white supremacy, is behind all this. Until we stand up as citizens, the pastors of these churches, the imams, the bishops, and also the priests and the bishops got to stand up to enough is enough. We, every church should be saying, let's get a committee, every sorority, the Eastern Star, the Masons, let's see about what's happening in Kenya. CNN ain't playing it. ABC ain't playing it. They pushing gayism. They pushing racism. They pushing beauty. But they ain't pushing feed the hungry. Closed naked. It lie upon me and you that got common sense begin to take up what can we do to help our own. Because you see, ain't nobody else concerned. They ain't concerned about no, they want to play football, basketball, and go to the movie, chew chewing gum, eat popcorn, and let people starve all over the world. That's what I just want to say tonight. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special. Get ready to claim your healing and claim your deliverance tonight. This is the $1 trillion point. It's time for you to start your business. It's time for you to become involved in your business.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Yeah, wake up everybody, because the world is in our young folks' hands and they're killing them. They got a few crazies. They're selling guns to anybody. Because all NRA is concerned about is money and controlling the government. If any one person, one organization is controlling America, it's the NRA. And they are so interwoven with politics. They gave the money to every politician that they dare to talk about them. But I want to say tonight, white, black, brown, stand up for your right. Stand up for your children. If you don't, they'll be dead. Father God, we come tonight. Father God, we come to ask you to touch the people in Haiti. Father God, touch those that lost so many in all over the country. Those in Buffalo that lost, and they still crying. God, we need you. There's no song left that ever get out of here. Touch those out in Texas, the mothers that crying. It's a loss of grief. The spirit of Abaddon, the death angel, is sending his evil umps out. But I plead the blood of the Almighty God to heal somebody. Touch their mind, soul, and body tonight in the $1 trillion flow. In all the chaos, that's still love. Praying for the man that lost his wife and he had a heart attack. Heartbroken. But I'm going to tell you, in all that ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. And I want to say this to you. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Give it to God, glory, hallelujah, and leave it alone. You can't do nothing but give it to God. God, to fret not thyself of evildoers, they assume. And this is evil, people. This is evil touching our schools, in our churches, in the theaters, wherever black, wherever people of color, not even people, people of human go, evil follow them, because we got evil people got guns in their hands when they don't supposed to have them because of greed. The guns that dropped off in Chicago, the guns that the 13 and 14-year-olds got, assault weapons shooting, killing innocent people. Those are evil people, but God will do it. I want to share with you tonight one of our services we had Sunday. I want to share that with you tonight because I want to share that the rest of that service with you, because we talked about what happened in Texas and in Buffalo. We had talked about it already. And we got it on tape. Go to YouTube. It's on YouTube where we talked about what's going on. We talked about it. And we said that if something ain't done, is coming to all our houses. We have to get ready. And this is what we did Sunday on YouTube.
And we're talking about do God's will. If you do God's will, things will break over. And I want to tell you, this is a faithful statement of the statement of Saint John 10:10, Matthew 11:29. We're looking for a house of the house in Christ Jesus. God bless you. This is Block Talk Radio. This is Jonathan. We came coming to you. You, pray for you, Stella. Pray for you, Vanilla. Every letter in the telephone call is fresh. Don't forget, go to my website, blackandblue.com, and you can go to my homepage. And if you got a seed, you have a seed, want your seed to be a seed. I want 100 people right. And I want them to say, we'll talk about 2890-97 Chicago. And on that love, and you plant your seed, the distance for 70 people can be. If it's a doctor, whatever you give, give it out of your heart, and God will give it back to you. I'm going to pray.
Thank you. Do the will of God. We forgot to look for the gate. God's